Now, we're going to start this afternoon by giving you all a little lesson in how young people today speak. And maybe also asking our older listeners out there if there's any particular expression or phrase that they've heard the younger generation use of late that they find particularly annoying. Now, I'm going to get the ball rolling because I have noticed in the last year or so, maybe going back a bit longer, that the expression, it is what it is, has crept into the vernacular. Every second young person I meet, when they want to be, I suppose, philosophical, when they want to shrug their shoulders and say something about life and how life is going, they invariably will say, it is what it is. But you know what? That's only one of a number of expressions that seem to have become more and more popular. And sometimes I think my generation and the older generation almost need a translator to figure out what Gen Zers are saying. Well, to help us out a little bit and maybe to talk some more about some of the other expressions we all need to be au fait with, I'm delighted to be joined by Liam De Bruin, who is a journalist with Extra.ie. Liam, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks a million for having me on. Hope you're well. I really appreciate being called a young person and a spokesperson for our generation.
Well, there you go. Now, are you a Gen Zer, Liam?
I think so. I believe so. I'm 24, so I'm a 1999 kid. I don't know what bracket that throws me into, per se, but I'm more than happy to say that I'm Gen Z.
You're Gen Z. Great stuff. Well, listen, Liam, can we start with that irritating expression, it is what it is? Any idea where that came from?
See, it's so funny that you call it irritating right off the back, because I say it is what it is at least once a day.
Do you?
I do. And it's creeping into like social situations, just my work life. Well, to answer where it came from, it did start with Love Island. So I think on Love Island, to sort of save opening up about emotions, the Islanders, when asked about their feelings, would just say, it is what it is. It's a cop-out answer. It's answering without having to answer, really.
Yeah. It's a nothing expression, isn't it?
It's a nothing expression, but can also be a good one. Like, say if, I don't know, say if you're going for a job or if you ask a girl on a date and you get rejected, you can just say, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It means that whoever you're saying it to can look at you and go, okay, they're a bit heartbroken here. I don't have to proceed with this conversation.
Well, and I kind of spoke to some of my friends and colleagues in advance of this interview, Liam. And another one that one of my colleagues who'd be my own vintage says that she finds particularly annoying is when someone says, my bad. Now, I know what it means. It means my fault or I'm sorry or whatever. But she finds that really, really grating. Do you use that one yourself? Have you come across it much?
I feel like my bad is kind of like more, it feels kind of more American. You know, like you can say my bad or you can say nobo, which stands for no bother, which is a bit more of like an Irish version of it.
Nobo.
Yeah, nobo, no bother. That one's kind of more like 2000 Bebo days, in fairness. But the my bad is kind of like, you know, it's an apology without apologizing. You say, my bad, you move on for it or whatever. But as you said, like, there's been people getting in contact with me today with a whole abundance of new slang, which they find not only irritating, but irritating that it might be like creeping into their vocabulary.
Okay, well, hit us with a few of them, Liam.
So the big one is the ick. So the ick is a huge one. So, like, I don't know, have you heard of the ick or discussed
absolutely.
It on the show before?
That's another Love Island one, isn't it? He gives me the ick.
Yeah, it gives me the ick or he gives me an ick. We heard one today of, like, just for anyone who doesn't know, an ick is something that someone who you might be romantically interested in, that they do that completely puts you off. Like, for example, one I heard today was, like, say, if, like, a plastic bag starts blowing down the street and, like, whoever you're with starts chasing after it, you know, you can't look at them the same way ever again.
Yeah.
You know, there's little things that just, like, drive you off a person. But that one's become like really cultural defining in the dating world. And a lot of these are kind of situated to the dating world. Like, there's other stuff like vibe or vibe, you know, like if you get on well with someone, you can say you vibe together or you like their vibe. So that one, like, though I feel like dating talk has kind of changed because, like, it used to be you meet someone and you just ask for their number. But now that you kind of talk for a lot longer on social media before you go on a date, so you have to come up with new words to try and talk without saying too much to them.
You mean you have a convo?
Yeah, a convo. You know, I don't know, like, there's another one that's going around where people say their era. Like, say, if you're going through a phase, it could be literally anything. Like, you have your girl boss era, where you're just girl bossing. Girl boss is one in itself, or you have, it's like, I don't know, have you heard of yassification?
Oh, dear God. What's that again? Yassification?
Yeah, your yassification. So, it's basically, like, I don't know, it's kind of like when you get kind of, you make something a bit more flamboyant, like a yazzification of the show would be if you were to open up, or if you were to, like, start saying yaz after every sentence, you know? Like, it's kind of hard to, a lot of them are hard to explain because
can I ask you, can I ask you a few that I've come across and I'd love to know what exactly they mean, and I'm hoping you'd be able to explain to me. I've heard a few guys on television, when they're happy, they say, I'm gassed.
Oh, yeah, you're gassed. You're gassed. So, like, you're gassed up, you know?
It just means you're happy.
It means you're hyped up. It's like a fizzy drink. You have a bit of bubble in you, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of similar. Like, a lot of guys would also say goat or goated. Or a lot of people say goated with the sauce. That one I'm not going to try explain, but obviously GOAT stands for greatest of all time.
GOAT, I heard Cristiano Ronaldo described as that once upon a time.
I'd be calling Messi my GOAT personally, but
the
that's
goat.
Just me.
The GOAT. And now, one I've come across very frequently as the mother of a preteen is the word slay. Now, I'm not sure, they use it all the time, 12 and 13-year-olds, the word S-L-A-Y, slay. And I'm wondering, has that got something to do with Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Or where does that come from?
No, it's not Buffy the Vampire Slayer, sadly. But she does slay, in fairness to her, in both versions of the word. Like, to slay is just like you're just killing the game, you know? You're on top. You're not doing anything wrong. Someone actually messaged me and said that Paris Hilton came up with sliving, which is how you're slaying and living at the same time.
Sliving.
But I actually never heard of before. But slay or slay queen is just when, like, a lot of people say a celebrity. So the funny thing about these kind of slangs is that a lot of them come up and they only have, like, a 24 or 48 hour lifespan. So even at, like, the BAFTAs, on Sunday night, I forget the actress's name, but she was in West Side Story last year, and Ariana DeBose, and she did this, like, song during it, and everyone's just been retweeting this part where she said Angela Bassett did the thing. So now did the thing is one, and no one knows what it means, but did the thing. Now, even I think Angela Bassett even changed her Twitter bio to did the thing.
Yeah. Does that mean she slayed it, Liam?
She did slay.
I'm getting into it now. Somebody wants to ask you, someone texted in to ask you, what does vibing mean? And she says, my teenagers are telling me that they're just vibing with their friends.
they're just vibing with their friends. It can have a couple of meanings, like, some people, well, I suppose if you're, it is a friendship sort of thing, you're vibing, you're connecting with, like, on a character-based level or your personalities. And as well, like, when maybe for older people who are vibing might be that they might be going on dates, but they're not necessarily romantically exclusive. That'll be another sort of vibing one. Another one kind of similar, I don't know, have you heard of Riz? It's R-I-Z-Z.
Riz, no, tell me.
No, so there's a new thing going around where it's almost, again, it's another dating one, but people would say, like, he has the Riz, which means he has charisma. So they're like, say if someone went up to someone in a nightclub and they managed to get their Twitter or their Snapchat or whatever, they'd all say that they have the Riz. And then if someone, like, it kind of has developed into a monstrosity where Zaya Sohan has demonstrated that they have the Riz on multiple occasions. They could be pronounced Rizzler, like Rizzler. The Riddler and Batman.
So that all came from charisma.
That all came from charisma, and okay. our generation has managed to condense into a four-letter word, which is pretty ridiculous.
Well, listen, I just have one more question for you. This actually came in before the show via Facebook when I said I was going to be talking about this. A listener said, I overheard my daughter and her friends talking about another girl and saying she was a bit of a Karen. What on earth does that mean?
Oh, God. No, that's one of those. Depending on what demographic listens to this show, it could cause a bit of an argument, you know?
Okay.
The Karen is, to sort of put it simply, like, a Karen normally tends to be someone in their 40s or a sort of like middle-aged upwards who would cause a bit of a fuss over anything and everything. So say if, for an example, say if you went to your local chipper or something and they got your order wrong, most people would just go up and ask for a new one, no bother. But Karen would escalate and start yelling. They'd normally bring their phone out and start filming and put it on Facebook or something. But
so it's kind of shorthand.
It's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. It's shorthand for being a bit of a drama queen, so I gather.
Yes, a drama queen would be, to put it lightly.
Okay, well, geez, you know something, Liam, I feel I've been really educated now from this 10-minute conversation with you. And I think you've done a great service to all our listeners out there who want to know how to converse with the younger generation going forward.
Well, it is what it is.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, you set me up for it.
I did. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon, Liam.
Thanks a million, Deirdre.
Take care. That's Liam De Bruin there, journalist with extra.ie from Generation Z or Generation Z or whatever you want to call them. He's a young man in his 20s and he's teaching us how to speak like today's young people. So there you go. Has anyone come across any more of those comments any more of those expressions or phrases that young people use nowadays that you find somewhat perplexing? Well, lots of you have been texting in about that, so I'll share some of those with you after the break. Remember to get in touch. You can text us on 083 300 3300. Talk about